This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The surge of COVID-19 cases from the highly transmissible Omicron variant has public health experts and healthcare workers concerned, particularly about staffing. Kathy Howell is chief nursing officer at UC Health.
This is probably going to be the scariest point of this pandemic over the next month.
Howell says UC Health is over capacity for acute care beds and that the ICU is 98% full. She says the hospital has contingency plans to help cover the Omicron surge, but care could be delayed for people with a variety of conditions. Most areas in Superior and unincorporated Boulder County have reopened to residents after the Marshall Fire. Officials say access to the areas are for people who live there only. Also this morning, victims' advocates will be available at the Superior Community Center. Authorities say there's no usable water in areas affected by the fire and that utilities may not be restored. 2021 was a record-breaking year for construction in the Pikes Peak region. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Regional Building Department, which handles permits for El Paso County, Colorado Springs, and six other municipalities, says there were 550 new commercial projects last year, up by more than a third over the previous year. That includes apartment complexes with nearly 4,000 new units, a quarter of which are in downtown Colorado Springs. The agency also says this was the second year in a row they've issued more than 5,000 new single-family home permits. They estimate the value of last year's construction to be more than $4.3 billion. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll learn how clinics are trying to figure out how to treat long COVID. Stay tuned.